Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 6, 2024. When does the light of correction descend? Question: We have been actively working in the Ten for several years. How can we understand if we have attracted the light of correction at least once? Are we just in preparation for this process? Answer: We attract the upper light at every lesson, every meeting, every gathering. We only need to increase our connection and collective demand for a new connection. Question: You said that we attract the light of correction through prayer? Is it possible to attract it also through a dissemination action? Answer: Yes, dissemination is a very effective correction method, second in importance after the lesson. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 14, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. Think about universal connection. Question: What kind of analysis should each person make during a lesson so that we would keep the yearning for correction, the Torah, and the giver of the Torah at the center of our study? Answer: The most important thing is for you to think about the connection between you and then between you and the Creator. This is what you should always keep in mind. Comment: Externally, not everyone can or wants to show the importance of the goal, the pressure, and the intensity during the study. My response: It is enough to think about it and not necessarily to speak about it. There are people who are shy or unable to express their thoughts, and some who believe that there is no need to talk about them. When a person talks about what is important to them, they sort of dissipate their thoughts. Question: How can one internally build a connection with everyone and with the goal? Answer: You must be connected with each other, determine how good, kind, and desirable your connection is in the eyes of the Creator, and constantly aim toward Him. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 18, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, He Who Ceases Words of Torah and Engages in Conversation. Resist powerlessness. Question: When a person is in a flood, facing material problems, can he pray? And if so, what is the state when a person cannot even pray? Answer: If a person cannot pray, then it is very bad. It could be that the Creator no longer grants them the state of prayer. In principle, this is purely a theoretical state. I do not think any of our students experience it. Such cases are described in the Torah, but specifically regarding those characters it mentions. Question: What should one do to exit this state and see that there is an opportunity to pray? Answer: One should resist the darkness and powerlessness, and constantly move toward the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 12, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, and the Saboteur Was Sitting. Preserve individuality. Question: If we come to the common desire to delight the Creator, in what way is our individuality preserved? Answer: Each one of us has his or her own desire. We cannot single it out and somehow outline it, but it is separate and therefore does not disappear. We constantly develop and supplement it until we begin to feel the Creator within it. Right now we are still at the level of Nefesh, inanimate, and the next level is Ruach, Spirit. Ruach is the level at which we feel that some changes are taking place within us. Then we will become more sensitive to our states, will study them more, and understand what they are talking about and how they can be connected between us. At this level, souls correct themselves by transmitting the light they have received to others and thus connect with everyone. Question: Is each individual given the opportunity to manifest itself in filling others or in achieving the desire to delight the Creator? Answer: To delight others or to delight the Creator is one and the same. Basically, this is one desire that I sent outward from myself. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 17, 2024. Writings of Baha'u'llah. Anyone who pleases the spirit of the people.